Hey, I'm Terry Molinaro, and I believe that we as the body of Christ are here for such a time as this. I love to say this, blessed to be a blessing, that we are called to be a light. And look, friends, if we don't do it, if we aren't the light, who's going to be the light? The body of Christ has always been a house of action. And hey, who says we can't have some fun along the way?
Terry, it's Ryan Seacrest. You're in broadcast. I'm trying to be in broadcast. There's something in common. Good luck to you, Seacrest House.
This is the Church Acts Podcast. This time of year is interesting, isn't it? You know, we're into fall, people's schedules are starting to stabilize from the summer, and also feels like the year end is coming up quickly, so that can either motivate us towards our goals, you know, get things in shape, or it can actually do the opposite. I don't know if you found this. It can cause us to become discouraged and go, you know what, what's even the point? The year's almost over. I guess I'll try again next time around or something like that. Especially when you've had like a really busy year, it's easy to take the foot off the gas and go, it's all right. You know, it's been quite the year and, you know, a lot of stress, ups and downs. So I'll just, you know, next year will be the year that I'm going to get this done. But, you know, I think that's doing our current selves and our future selves a bit of a disservice. So in the next little while here on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how to set out and accomplish in the last few months of the year what we want. Hopefully, you'll come away inspired, refocused when it comes to hitting those goals or seeing the things come to pass that you set out to achieve at the beginning of this year, or maybe even many, many, many years ago. I can't tell you how many times on the radio station people would call into the show and be like, you know what? I've always wanted to do this, or I remember since I was a young girl or whatever it might be, I always wanted to make this happen. And it just seems like so many years go by and we never actually accomplish the things that we know that we should. And I want to put an end to that because I even feel convicted about this in my own life. There's a few different areas where I'm like, man, Terry, you really want to make this a New Year's resolution again? Like, you're motivated, like just go get it, you know, fire yourself up and go get it. It really does come down to productivity. Not just the doing and the going, but the productivity of rest I've found, you know, of mental margin. Remember from previous episodes, the distance between what we need and what we have. See, we can try and be as productive as possible. We can figure out the time of day that we work the best at. You know, we can clear our schedules, only eat like vegetables and drink water. But then if we stay up all night or are crippled by anxious thoughts, those things will work against each other and we won't be able to accomplish what we need to because there's like division there. There's a pulling apart, two forces moving away in opposite directions. So productivity to come. You know, we're going to get really practical and I know it's going to be a help to you, hopefully. But today, with that analogy of two forces working against each other, I wanted to kind of switch topics. I wanted to talk about something that has been going on in our world that a lot of us have been a part of and around, and we've seen this and we've experienced this. And, you know, I wanted to talk about it quickly. Now, I'm not sure what the state of the world is like where you are right now, where you live. Where I live in Ontario, Canada, there have been some very interesting things going on when it comes to COVID-19, this current pandemic that we're all going through. Because of the different measures that people have taken or are forced to take, it's caused something. It's caused division, hate out of nowhere, fear, panic. Now, if this was just in the world, I can understand that. Because when you're led by the flesh, as the Bible talks about, you don't walk according to the Spirit. But the things that I've noticed have been happening, yeah, of course, in the world all around us, but also within the body of Christ. And that's why I wanted to come and just speak to this for a few moments today. People rising up against people, hating on one another for either getting the vaccine or not getting it. Misinformation, just absolutely everywhere. Confusion. Families literally turning away their kids for either not getting the vaccine or getting it. Recently, there was someone who told me something that was pretty sad. There was a person who wanted to go visit their parents who lived a decent driving distance away. I don't know, they're like 4 or 6 hours. So not just someone you would pop in on randomly. And because of the fear on the parents, they asked, well, do you have your vaccine? And this person was like, no, because of legitimate medical reasons, I believe. And then the family responded with, well, then don't even bother coming. Don't even bother showing up. Does anyone else see a problem with this? Now, this is not me denying the fact that COVID is real. I know personally people who have lost loved ones. Like, they died. And I'm not encouraging people to be reckless. That's not what we're doing here. But here's the thing. Does that sound like the Church of Jesus Christ? People filled with fear, filled with hatred, people on one side angry at those who don't, you know, have the vaccine, and then the other, people angry towards leaders who are mandating guidelines and rules, so angry at the notion that they are forced to do something that they don't want to do at the cost of their jobs. But here's the thing. It's going to sound passive, maybe to a few, but really it's rooted in the confidence of who God is. Church, God did not go anywhere. God is not subject to any ruler or leader on this planet. He has their hearts and thoughts and minds in his hands. He can stir their hearts, moreover. You know, have we forgotten about the protection that comes with a relationship with God and the Holy Spirit? Not just from sicknesses, but even from panic and worry and stress. You know, anxious thoughts. Listen, the Bible is full of these examples saying, hey, why do you worry? Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself, which does not mean that we do not be prepared. But there's a difference between, you know, preparing and thinking about versus just worrying and stressing about. Where is the confidence in the one who has always made a way? Do you think God would want us turning away our families, not allowing our kids to come around? Do you think he'd want our every waking moment to be filled with fear of the future and what might happen? Hear that word, what might happen. Drawn up thoughts in our minds that are becoming larger than life, the possibilities of negative things, even when it comes to job loss. Listen, do you not know that God is completely informed of your situation specifically and is good to give you the wisdom that you need to do whatever it is that you need to do, that he will provide for you in ways that you can't even comprehend or fathom? Where's the faith? Where is the hope and the vision and the joy? What happened to it? Here's what I think. The focus has been allowed to be shifted from faith to fear, confidence and peace to panic and worry, from God to the news and our world leaders and coworkers, family members and friends' opinions. One of the things that I love to do on the weekends, and I know it sounds like we're kind of changing gears here, but track with me, especially at nighttime when it's dark outside and as the temperatures get cooler, is I like to put on a movie. Just relax, family and friends, just hang out. I forget what movie it was, but there was this group of men trying to tie something down or to hold something down. I don't know if it was like Jurassic Park or something like that. So they had these huge, like thick cables and they were all lined up pulling on these like thick cables and it was like dark outside and it was raining. You know, are you like seeing the scene right here? You know, they're like wearing their hats and everything's like just drenched and the rain just pouring down their faces. And then you had this one man in this movie and he's yelling, "Steady, steady." He's like, "Steady." And I feel the Holy Spirit want you to hear that today. The word steady. It means firmly fixed, supported, or balanced, not shaking or moving. See, there are so many opportunities for us to become distracted. For example, the call that God has placed on your life. You know, when was the last time you spoke about that with someone or thought about that or thought about how to advance that? For me, honestly, it's been a while since I've spoken to someone about that, and I'm actively thinking about cultivating vision in my life. But even then, why? Well, because the focus that current world events are demanding. Now, once again, I'm not saying you should just throw your hands up and go, COVID is fake, because it's not, and precautions need to be taken. But one thing I know is the Church of Jesus Christ is not one that is meant to be filled with fear and panic at world events. We're not to be people easily disturbed or filled with fear. Listen, if we, the church, who have the hope of Jesus Christ and the partnership of the Holy Spirit, lose faith and hope, who is going to stand in the gap? We are called to be people filled with love and confidence, men and women of action who are bold and relentless, who never give up, who can't give up, who never lose hope and faith. Not perfect, but check this out, always progressing. So today, wherever you're at, let me encourage you, study. I want you to think about that word study. You know, when the news comes on, you know, when the employers or employees give you a hard time, when like that person, you know, family member starts acting weird and tells you, you know, you can't see them, when the world seems to be crashing in and the job loss comes or you can't pay your bills, study. Then don't go to Facebook or dark thoughts. Go to God. The Bible says he cares for you. He knows what you need and is good to provide it. I'm telling you, my friends, this year, there have been times where I've honestly had no idea what to do, you know, where I was way out of my depth, where I didn't have the resources mentally, even when it was tough. I brought it before God, and time again, I saw him make a way where there seemed to be no way possible. So hold steady, church, and let me just talk a little strong here today in love. Don't find yourself speaking in alignment with the demonic forces that we all fight against. If you feel fear come over you, do not spread that. If you feel like the government is making poor decisions, don't go around spreading hate. Hate is never a word that should be associated with us. Instead, pray that God would give wisdom. Let's be men and women of peace and hope with our focus fixed on the one who is above absolutely everything. We are stronger together, okay? Which is why so much division has come to try and trip us up. See, today we're talking in the context of our current world events, but it's been a tactic for a very long time. We are smarter than that, okay? Listen, Luke 10 verses 18 through 19, I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Look, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. Remember who you are. Remember who partners with you. Steady yourself. Steady your thoughts. This is not the end. Look for ways to bring peace where there is chaos in your workplaces or in your family. You know, hope where people are discouraged. Be a man and a woman of action. God bless.